We're doing the Agadot of the Talmud, and we're up to Gittin, the Zayin Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Avu. Rabbi Avu said the following: Lo'olam al yatil adam ima yetera betoch beito. A person should always be careful not to place extra fear in his home. So even though sometimes a person might feel like I have to say something, I have to get upset, they're doing something that's wrong, he says, be careful. Don't make too much pressure in the house. Sha'ra adam gadol hitil eima yetera betoch beito vechilu davar gadol. There was a great person who put extra pressure in his home, and he ended up eating something that stemmed from this extra pressure. Min umanu, who are we talking about? Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, he applied extra pressure. We have to keep the halacha the way we should, and he was always extra stringent in the house. And what happened in the end? They fed him something that was prohibited. They fed him aver minachai. They fed him flesh that had separated from the animal before it was completely dead, which is prohibited. So the Gemara asks, Hechilusa kadaydech? Really, a tzaddik like Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, they fed him prohibited foods? We know, Hashta beim tanshan tzaddikim, en hakadosh baruch hu mevi takala al yadam. We know God doesn't let the animals of the righteous err in eating things that are prohibited. Tzadikin atzman lokol shiken. Certainly tzadikim, God doesn't let them err and eat food that's prohibited. This is a reference to the story in the Gemara in Chulin that Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair had a donkey that when he traveled someplace and he was a guest, they wanted to feed the donkey and the donkey wouldn't eat. So Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair said to them, check, maybe you didn't take off the trumas and maisers the way you should. That's why it's not eating. They checked, they took off trumas and maisers, and then the donkey would eat. So Chazal say, you see here, even the animals of the righteous don't eat things that are prohibited. Certainly the righteous themselves. So how could it be that Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel ate prohibited foods? Ela, the Gemara says, no. He didn't end up eating that meat, but rather, bikshu la'achilo davar gadol, umayni ueva minachai. The family members were nervous. He came home. They had an animal that was shechted, but one of the limbs got lost, so they were scared. He's going to come home and say, who took the lamb chops? Who ate the lamb chops without permission? So the kids got all scared. They went off over to one of the sheep and chopped off its lamb chops, or whatever limb was missing. They chopped off Eiver Minachai, and they stuffed it with the animal that they brought, and they figured, we'll serve it like this, he won't know the difference. And he almost ate it. He didn't eat it. But here we see, he applied extra pressure, and it ended up backfiring. Our sages say, if a person applies extra pressure, it will backfire. So a person should not apply extra pressure, even with regard to mitzvot, in a person's home. Our sages say, there's a work called Sefer HaYashar, and he explains why does Hashem prevent tzaddikim from sins. He says, if a person finds favor in the eyes of his Creator, so when he's about to be drawn after the Yetzer, Hashem makes it that all kinds of things come up, things that detain him, things that will cause him to be busy with other things, and God doesn't let him easily follow his Yetzer. Sometimes a guy will go to the airport and suddenly he'll discover, oh, my flight is tomorrow, I messed up. Wait, stop, think for a second, how'd you make such a mistake? A guy, very often we see things that happen that detain us, and really, from heaven, they're helping us out. They're giving us a message. Stop. Think. Should you really be doing this? Hashem does this sometimes for a person because of the merits of his father, or because Hashem knows that deep down in his heart, a person is really faithful to Hashem. Or he knows that ultimately a person is going to be a real chassid. He's going to be from the extra pious people. So Hashem wants to help him that his tshuva will be an easier tshuva. So that's why we say in our prayer, Hashiveinu avinu letoratecha, that Hashem should help us come back. There shouldn't be something detaining us from coming back, and Hashem should, we should find favor in Hashem's eyes, that Hashem should help us to do that which is right.